a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Our studio here, Loggy, is it's intimate. It's small. Yes. Like it's a space where we kind of work fairly closely to each other.
Do I smell?
No, definitely not. But occasionally little clues are just left around about, gives us insight into the personalities that we work with here at K-Rock.
Okay.
I have a question for you. You know the car you drive? Don't go telling everyone what sort of car or anything like that, but is it one of those ones where once you get in, do you push the button?
Yes.
To start the car? Yeah, cool.
I'll tell you. It's a Mazda CX-5.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you don't need like the old put the car in the ignition and turn it?
No, sort of thing. I have keys, but it's not,
No, I noticed you have keys. You left them lying around the studio yesterday. And so I took a photo of your key ring and it gives me an insight into the little wonderful, beautiful brain that I get to work with each day.
All right.
Okay. So you do have your Mazda keys sitting there, you know, which could probably, I mean, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say it could probably just be standalone. That's all you really need.
No. Well, how am I going to get in my house?
Okay. Yeah. So you add one key to it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead you've got... You've got three keys, not excessive, I wouldn't have thought, because I'm just going to take a guess.
Well, I've got four.
Oh, so you've got your car key?
No, I've got four actual keys on there.
Oh, okay.
You might not be able to see it properly, but there is four. I'm going to own up. There's four keys on there, plus the car one.
Right, okay. So I'm going to say maybe your house, maybe mum and dad's house.
Yes.
And then I don't know what the other one is. It could be anything. It's fine. Not excessive.
I've got a key to Kim and Nath's house.
Okay, cool.
And I've got a key to the back door as well of our house.
Yeah. Great. So that's not excessive. That's nothing crazy. I mean, it's you could probably find a more efficient way of doing things, but it's the... extra paraphernalia that's on your keyring that's just captured my attention.
Okay.
You have a beautiful little keyring of an owl. That probably giving us a hint as to your wisdom and wonderful, wonderful
brain. You should
be
able to know who that owl is.
Is that Hedwig?
It is.
It is. Oh, there's a letter on the front of it. Yes, the Hogwarts letter. Yeah. Nice. Okay, I like this. Next, you have a sort of a slightly rustic looking keyring with a giant... daffodil?
Yes.
Flower on there?
Yes.
And then you've got yourself what would be called a mini scarf.
Yeah, mini scarf.
Blue and white scarf. Okay.
Yes.
So on a key ring that probably needs only your car key with maybe your front door key.
Yeah.
You have an owl, a scarf, a daffodil, another little medallion. Oh, it's another Harry Potter medallion.
Well, the scarf is Ravenclaw and the medallion says Ravenclaw on it.
Oh, gosh.
So brother and sister-in-law got me that from Harry Potter World in London.
Oh, stop bragging about how cool the things are. And
sorry,
that
were all presents, by the way.
But I'm like, so this photo, spread out your keyring, takes up the entire size of my A4 folder that I bring in every day.
Look, some of us need weapons.
Is it necessary? Is it truly necessary to have that much junk?
Do you know why I originally got the first one, the sunflower? My beautiful friend Ash got that for me because Mum came over and she also drives a Mazda and took my keys back to Werribee South with her.
Oh,
that's why. That's
annoying.
So it's not my fault.
Okay.
Okay. And then people have just continued to give me presents. What's a girl to do?
You stick them in the drawer next to your bed and you just leave them there. That is ridiculous.
Mate, it's a conversation starter, it's a weapon, it's keys, it's everything. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Hit it, Log.
Ma, what's your name? Ma, I'll guess. Ma, what's Dad's name? Trevor. Everybody, it's my guess. The parent trap. As painful as that was, the game itself is quite enjoyable.
It is enjoyable. We get to ask one question each, and then we just need to guess either mum or dad's name using the information we have received. We aren't going real well at it, but one day we are going to nail it. It might be today, and it might be because Jack from Bannockburn is on the line. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Now, we're going to be guessing mum or dad's name here, Jack.
You're guessing my mum's name.
Okay, mum's. Okay.
All right,
I've got a question straight off
the
bat.
All right, Log, fire away.
Okay.
Now, Jack, Is mum the type of person that says, turn the heater off, put a jumper on? Or will she leave the heater cranking all day?
No, she'd definitely tell you to turn it off straight away.
Okay, turn it off straight away. Good. We've got one.
All right, Jack. If mum popped round just for a visit and were to offer mum a drink, would her first choice be a beer, a wine, a soft drink, fruit juice, a water, or a tea or coffee?
Probably a wine.
A wine, okay.
Straight away.
Sorry,
okay.
These are the things we know about your mum, Jack. She says, turn the heater off and put a jumper on, and she loves a vino.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what are we going with?
No, Log, you can go first here.
Okay, I'm going to go with Kathy.
No.
Damn it.
All right. That's an interesting sound
effect. I don't have all of Tom's.
Okay. All right, Jack. I reckon just sounds like a nice simple name for a wonderful person. I'm going with Mary.
No.
Oh, damn. I really felt it.
We suck so
bad. We do suck so bad.
Righto, Jack. What's mum's name?
Mum's name's Carolyn.
Oh!
Spelt I-N-E or Y-N at the end?
Y-N.
Y-N.
With a C?
C?
Yeah,
we got one. All right, Jack.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't, Jack. But Jack, thank you so much for playing along with us. And just a side question: do you like that the song for the game, or does it really irritate you?
It's all right.
Yeah, exactly. that's all I need.
That's a polite way of saying it irritates the hell out of Jack. But we're going to keep playing it anyway.
We are. Next Tuesday, the Parent Trap will be back.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've seen this story and, you know, I feel like I can relate a little bit. We're going to Norway for this story, my friend.
Quite happy. Can you pronounce the name, please?
I can. I'm going to give it a go, but you have to go.
Okay.
Thank you. So Johan Hellberg is the guy's name.
Oh, I'm not worried about the name of
the person.
I'm
going to get there.
The town name.
I'm going to get there. He was sound asleep, and then Thursday morning he had no idea that this happened out the front of his house. A 135-metre long container ship was just outside of his house.
Massive container ship.
It ran aground. Now, this is in Trondheimsfjord off Bisnet in Trondheim.
Hey, I'll pay that.
Nailed it.
Well done.
Nailed it. So Johan, sleeping in his house, this cargo ship crashes into his front gate in Norway. He obviously lives just on the water's edge.
A beautiful spot. Like, a house is in an amazing spot right on the water's edge. And Loggy is not exaggerating when she says crashes into his front gate.
Yeah.
The picture of it, the ship is literally like, well, what would that be? Like,
well,
the tip of it's maybe 10 metres from the house.
Yeah, and it's gone into his fence, right? So obviously, now I've seen Speed 2. The Return of Speed or whatever it's called, when ships run aground, a lot of noise happens.
A lot of crunching,
whatever. And this is a massive, once again, container ship.
Yeah.
Full of containers that probably also would have fallen.
We're not talking a little tinny here or anything like that. Someone's been out fishing. This is a giant container ship literally run aground 10 metres from a house.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, good news, there's no oil spills or no injuries at this time that we can tell of, and they're going to move the ship once it becomes a high tide situation, right? But this guy did not wake up during the incident. Says here that he was only later awoken when a neighbour rushed around to check if he was okay. Mr. Hellberg said, the doorbell rang at a time when I don't really like opening the door. I like to go back to sleep, but it was a very insistent ring, so I finally went to answer it. And there's a guy I know very well standing there looking at me in amazement and saying, have you not seen the ship? But I hadn't, so I went to the window and saw this ship. He slept through it.
Wow. I am with him all the way. If someone comes to the door when I don't want to answer the door, by the way, not answering it.
Never answering the door.
Once you're asleep, you're asleep.
Yeah.
Impressive, though.
So impressive to fall asleep through a ship crashing into your front yard, almost hitting your house, and people knocking to wake you up. And it's got me thinking, what have you slept through?
What have you slept through?
Yeah, let's go to Michelle from Moorlap. Morning, Michelle. What did you sleep through?
I slept through a SAS helicopter landing in the footy ground on our back fence.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, there was somebody had shot somebody in the vicinity, and they were trying to find him, and they landed, just behind us, just behind our fence.
Right. So we're talking people going, go, 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 go. And
yeah, apparently it hovered around for about half an hour or 20 minutes or so and then landed.
I love it, Michelle. Then,
yeah, everyone on Facebook knew about it except for me when I woke up in the morning.
You would have been so upset.
I love you saying apparently it hovered around and apparently it did this because you were just sound asleep.
You missed it all. What about, we've got Marley from Marshall. Morning, Marley. What did you sleep through?
It was my partner. He was on the train and was meant to get off in Melbourne, but woke up at 2 a.m. in Sale.
Oh! Or that's what he told you, Marley.
And he had to pay for a taxi all the way home to Werribee.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, no, you get your own way back for sure. You're not spending our money. My God, that's a long snoozer.
Yeah, that's a good kip. Kylie from Armstrong Creek, what did you sleep through?
So it was a few years ago now. My husband and I went to see Assassin's Creed at the Pictures.
Yes.
And for a few minutes into the movie, and the next minute I know the lights came back on and the credits were rolling.
Oh, so she missed the whole thing.
I missed the whole thing. So
I couldn't
through the whole movie.
I couldn't imagine Assassin's Creed being a real quiet, gentle movie either.
Yes. No, I have seen it since, and it's not a very quiet movie, but yeah, I slept through the whole thing. So.
And now you've seen it, was it worth the snooze? Was it bad? So you're quite happy with your decision there?
No, it was actually a really good movie, so I very much enjoyed it in the end.
You didn't get the full experience, but that's okay. I've got Kerry from Norlane joining us. Morning, Kerry.
Hello there.
Hi, what happened?
Well, I often have my friend Amy on speakerphone and I'll have her down my top and I just talk away. A lot of people think I'm just talking to myself, which I find funny.
Yeah.
One day I've run a bath and I put her on the sink because I often chat to her even when I'm having a shower.
Yeah.
And I run a really hot bath and I'm chatting away. And next thing I fell asleep. And about an hour later, I woke up in a stone cold bath and she was still on the phone.
Oh, my God. Lucky you survived, mate. That is dangerous.
I know. How would you be if the police said she died an hour ago and you were on the phone an hour later? What's going on?
Yeah, still telling a good story,
still
your friend.
A good old story. Mate, the phones are still going bananas. So you know what? Let's just throw caution to the wind and go. Kathleen from Lara, good morning. You're live on the air. What did you sleep through?
I slept through. Well, I came home quite drunkenly one night and thought that I took myself some ravioli.
Yeah.
And my husband had to wake me up because it had boiled dry and was on fire.
Oh,
and the fire alarm was going off and I was literally underneath the fire alarm and he had to actually come and wake me up.
Oh,
the house was
Kathleen.
Full of smoke. Terrible.
Kathleen, naughty, naughty.
So sad about the ravioli.
Very naughty.
As well, burnt
the
ravioli.
The ravioli was well done. It was very, very well done. Tom, Lingy
and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.